Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest came on the show when his show debuted on Netflix. That was 2+ years ago, and the show Love just released its third and final season.
My dad's going to seem maybe angry or mean, but he's just quiet and reserved. And my mom, she can get a little loud sometimes, especially after a few drinks, but, you know, fun loud. I don't know. They're great. I love them. Seriously, they're the best.
That is the nicest talking I've ever heard. Relax, it's gonna be fine.
I know. I want you to like them.
Okay.
I mean, they are a bit conservative, so I don't want to be like, tone it down, Mickey. But
no, I get it. I will not bring up abortion until after dinner.
Okay.
The romantic comedy follows Gus, Mickey, Birdie, Chris, and others, all in Los Angeles, trying to make it, not just in the business, but in their relationships. The co-creator, who also plays Gus, is comedian Paul Rust. Rust plays opposite love interest Mickey, played by Gillian Jacobs, and the show's co-created by Judd Apatow and Leslie Arfin. Rust is a comedian, writer, and improviser who may be ending his show Love, but it will be remembered as one of the best the streaming channel has produced to date. Paul Rust, welcome back to The Download.
Aw, thank you for having me back. I'm glad I didn't, you know, mess it up so badly last time that I was an unwelcome guest for all eternity. That's good.
Congratulations on the successful 3 seasons. You and your co-creators got together with Netflix and determined that this would be the final season. Why end it?
Yeah, you know, I think we felt like we wanted to, you know, it had been a conversation always sort of like amongst the creators, Judd and my wife, Leslie Arfin, along with Netflix. You know, we were always having a conversation of, hey, when do we feel like this would be the best time to wrap things up? And, you know, as we were talking about it, we felt like this was an appropriate time. That's inappropriate time. A-N, appropriate time, not inappropriate. you know, because I think we felt like we wanted to do a show where you stayed invested the entire time and that there wasn't that sort of plateauing of enthusiasm that a viewer might have as a show lumbers on. So, and the reaction to the show so far has been that it feels like we went out strong, which I guess in the old showbiz expression of leave them wanting more, right. You know, I feel like we accomplished that.
What I love about the show from, you know, watching it when we had you on before and watching season 2 and season 3 is the evolution of the characters. And as you as a writer and as this being your show, as being a co-creator, how much of that is in your creator's eye from the beginning, knowing how this is going to play out? And how much of it, as a writer, is it about improvising and changing arcs and characters' destinations as it moves forward?
Yeah, you know, Judd has said that this was the first thing he ever worked on where he didn't have the ending set out in his mind. I think creatively, the way he would work is sort of he knows what the ending is, and then it's about working towards that. And with this, I think we all felt it was going to be best if we kept our sort of options open. And that was true with the entire series, but also with the end of every season. The way we would write it is we'd always kind of keep those last 2 or 3 episodes, you know, maybe having a vague idea, but leaving it open so that if we discovered something along the way while we were shooting the season, we would have the luxury of writing it. And I think, you know, that choice overall probably had to do with the fact that it is, you know, something that's more based in character than plot. And if a character starts, you know, you do a scene and you kind of like, oh, it was interesting that character A did X. Mm-hmm. Now we can kind of explore that. We're not locked into this. Well, we know they have to be in Greece by episode 6, you know, so they got to go to the travel agency and set up a trip. You know, like, it allowed us to keep things organic, which I do think in the end ended up helping with the characterization.
What I love about as the show evolved over the 3 seasons is the creative risks that you would take with the storylines, because it is a romantic comedy, but there was a lot that went into the emotion of the characters and the real, meaning there was more drama at times than there was comedy and people trying to figure out their relationships or figuring out where they're going or who they were, etc. Is that come with being comfortable, understanding your characters, but also being comfortable in your role on the show and understanding what love is to you as the creator?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think it primarily comes out of, you know, wanting to make sure that when people are watching the show, they feel like with each episode, the character is being deepened in some way. And that doesn't necessarily mean they're growing. In fact, a lot of times the fun would sort of be, you know, an expression we used a lot in the writer's room was sort of like one step forward, two steps back, where we'd let a character kind of grow and then maybe do something that, like, they sort of backslid back into their older selves. And so, you know, the fun of the show is figuring out ways to deepen the characters episode by episode without, like, having them so fully developed and grown that you're like, well, why am I watching these people who are now fully self-actualized?
So, and then,
you know, to speak to what you were saying about the, you know, the comfortability or whatever, I think just having notions about myself or relationships I've been in or friends or people I've known, you kind of have that in your backpack the whole time of just like, all right, if somebody was in this scenario, what was it like for me when I was in a long-distance relationship? Or what was it like for my friend or that person I knew? And you sort of draw from that as a way to get inspiration.
Well, that speaks to my next question about you creatively, both as a writer and an actor in this show. Over the three seasons of Love, how have you evolved? How have you seen your performance and your leadership, but also your creativity evolve, not just as Gus, but as Paul, you know, being the guy who put this together?
You know, it's interesting because since the show began and ended, my wife, Leslie Arfin, who I said we co-created the show together with Judd. In that time, we married, and we have a beautiful baby girl now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I certainly, you know, grew up faster than Gus did on the show. But, you know, the interesting thing that kind of happens is as I'm growing or not growing as in my own personal life, you can... It gives you the knowledge, or I wouldn't say wisdom because I don't think I'm very wise, but it gives you some sort of like ability to kind of look back and go, okay, when did I make a mistake? When did I not? When was I good? When was I whatever, quote unquote, bad? And it's this kind of strange little dance where you can't have that insight unless you've grown up. But if you... you know, a lot of times I have to accept, sort of put my vanity or my desire to be liked by an audience to the side and go, you know, the only way this character is going to continue to be interesting is if I continue to, and we all, you know, the writers and everybody continue to make him complicated or sort of like frustrating. And I have to fight the knee-jerk response of wanting to be beloved by everybody in order to keep the show interesting, because I think if I did a show that was like a 12-episode-long commercial for why I think you should like me and think I'm a nice guy, it wouldn't be a very interesting show.
Paul Russ is my guest. He plays Gus, and he's the co-creator of the show Love, which just wrapped up its third season. It's on Netflix. You can find them all there. You know, what's interesting when you talk about, I was just thinking about the way that Netflix is still a pretty young platform in the way that there haven't been too many 30-plus shows that have been produced, but the idea of a finale, you know, a show wrapping up is still kind of new to the platform. There's not a lot of shows that have had that wrap up, or maybe they just kind of went away. They didn't have a choice to do that. And yet, at the same time, they're all delivered at, you know, with this binge idea that you get every episode at the same. So there is no watch party. There's no get together with the cast on a Friday to watch the final episode of Love. How do you approach that? How do you approach the idea that this all gets put out on the one day and it's the beginning and the end all in one day?
It's closer to the experience of, because I've acted before and written before for episodic television, like the classic model of it's coming out week to week. And that's really exciting because you get to kind of wait every 7 days for something to be introduced, and you get to read or hear the public's response and viewers' responses. With Netflix, it is more similar to the experience of a movie coming out, where it sort of has a weekend where it comes out, and then you have maybe like another weekend or two as people talk about it and spread it around, and so it is you spend a year plus writing and shooting and editing it, and then it is it actually really brings me back to my days of like high school theater, where you'd work on a play, and then on Sunday the play's done, and you kind of like, I wouldn't say get depressed, but you certainly feel this like loss of like, oh, and now it's done. And I am so grateful that we were able to have the finality of a series, because it does, just in terms of personal closure stuff, it really does help to feel like, okay, that had definite closure, and it wasn't just sort of this thing that like vaporized into thin air or something.
What is this show, as we wrap up, what's this show prepared you for? Three seasons of love, this was your baby, this is, you know, obviously your other baby, and that you co-created with your wife and Judd Apatow, but what has this done to prepare you for your next chapter in your career?
That's funny, I was talking about that with Judd, you know, Judd on the phone recently, and Judd said very lovely things. He was like, well, you know, this was, it wasn't, you know, necessarily training ground, because if it was really training ground, it would have been like school, where it's not like a large segment of the population is watching the student film I made in college. It's nice to have that in anonymity. But I do feel like as I move forward, I learned so much just in terms of writing and acting and what works and what doesn't, but also really just like what it takes to, and this sounds super dorky, but how to be a leader, you know, and right, how to like keep enthusiasm up for a group of people and keep people excited. And primarily, like, how do you, you know, everybody I know has worked on shows before where you contribute, but you want to know that your contributions are meaningful and that you're being seen and heard. And I think that was the main thing I took away from this, is just like, you get the best out of people if you make them know that they're seen and heard, but also that that they're valuable to the process and people are open to ideas and stuff. So, and honestly, that's not just like so other people feel good. Selfishly, it makes a show better. There's a funny thing that sometimes when people are acting on a set, on other shows or whatever, they kind of, there's fear on set and sort of a terror. And I know sometimes people think that's beneficial. Like, if people are scared, they work their hardest because they want to do their best. But in my experience, when somebody's calm and comfortable and feels relaxed, that's when they do their best work. Mm-hmm. So I never really understood this sort of like weird pressure that put on sets, because it's like, guys, you know, when this feels like a clubhouse is when we get the best work done. So, you know, different strokes for different folks, but that's definitely my takeaway from working on this.
Paul Rust is the man who plays Gus. He's also the co-creator, along with Judd Apatow and his wife Leslie Arfin, of the show Love. The final season, the third season, is out on Netflix now. Paul, we look forward to what you got next for us, and congratulations on a great run with the show Love.
Oh, thanks a lot, Justin. It was a great chat with you, as always.
You and I, we might be strangers, however close we get sometimes, it's like we never met. But you and I think we can take it, all the good with the bad, make something that no one else has but you and I. You and I, me and you. Do when the words we use sometimes.